I said that everything had to be calculated precisely. For example, a rose had to be planted in a bed in each bed. This rose, however, was represented by thousands of tiny flowers, and it was so lively. To achieve this, these tiny flowers had to be placed slightly higher and slightly lower. The image of this rose had to appear so lively that one would believe that it was really a rose. People had to be able to admire our work. It wasn't always that easy, because these high spiritual brothers and sisters who presided over our work were not afraid to ask us to take the work we had done apart and do it again or change it in such a way that it was more lively and beautiful. The smallest things mattered, how the leaves, how the smallest flowers were laid out, in order to experience this liveliness. This work was about preparing these gardens for special occasions. They were to be decorated for special celebrations. So you had to work hard to create all these things and to have them ready by a certain time, because these gardens were always related to the upcoming festival. For example, at Christmas time, a large star of flowers was planted in a large bed. Small flowers were planted in it, which made this star so lively. The star with its tail had to appear so alive that it gave an answer to everyone who walked through these gardens. It had to speak in the language of flowers and remind them of the festival that was being celebrated and of what had happened in the past. These beds were planted in different ways. The cross, which is planted in these beds with large, bright flowers, is of great importance. This cross must also be so meaningful and should express a clearly audible word when it is looked at. The image of the chalice is also planted in this bed. This chalice is also drawn in this way with small, medium and large flowers and must appeal to every visitor. These visitors know what such a chalice has to say to them. Symbolic images are also placed in these beds. The scales also play an important role. In the most wonderful way, they can be made so lively with flowers. These flowers must be placed in fine moss, raised and sunk. The image must become so alive that you could touch these things. It is not only the scales that are an important symbolic sign, it is also the fish that can be found in these beds from time to time. So you can now imagine what work must be carried out to present everything in its perfection. This work must be perfect, what we do in this heaven must be admirable. We too have a preparation time for Christmas, just like you humans. You humans light the Christmas tree on the high feast of Christmas, and lights shine everywhere. We in our world do not have a Christmas tree in the sense that you do, but we have these wonderful gardens, and in these gardens the torches shine. They are placed there, and it is something wonderful. This is the work of other trained spirit brothers and sisters, who also make a game out of these torches and use them to put words into these gardens. This fire can shine in a variety of strengths, weak and strong, bright and dull, and it can have different colors, I would say like a rainbow. The spirit brothers and sisters who created in this way are also artists in their field, and they do their part to decorate this garden of God and give it this shine. For these torches, which are lit and shine at these festivals, remind the spirit brothers and sisters who move through these gardens of the light that once came to earth from God's world and shines on people and is meant to be in constant connection with people. Much of what is created in our world has symbolic meaning. This symbolic language may be difficult for you humans to understand, but in the spiritual world an ascended spirit being knows this symbolic language. You learn it and so you know what each thing means, what it is trying to say. So I work in such a heaven and I am happy when the time comes when the spirit brothers and sisters, dressed so wonderfully in all colors, walk through these gardens in great joy. It is a joy for us to experience the admiration that our spirit brothers and sisters express. But not all of them realize how much effort and hard work it has been for us to make it this way. People also believe that in the spiritual realm the activities are very easy. That is not true. We too have our worries and problems with the work we have to do if we have to bring it to the point of perfection. So I am active in these gardens, and sometimes the path leads me to this level, then my work begins somewhere else, because we are in constant preparation for the heavenly festivals. Now when the festival in honor of Christ is celebrated in memory of his birth as a human being, we then immediately go back to work on the next festival, which reminds the spiritual brothers and sisters of Christ's work, his death, his resurrection. So there is always a lot of work ahead of us. For this we need the heavenly artists who give us the necessary inspiration for this beautiful design. We can also make our own suggestions, and these can be implemented if they are found to be good. But we have our great masters in art, and so we have to follow them. Everything has to be varied, it should always be given a new shine and always evoke new admiration. It has to be designed completely differently from one heaven to the next. From one festival to the next, the language must be spoken in a different tone, that is, spoken in a completely different way according to your understanding. It must be something completely new again. So we have our work in the design and in the constant change of these heavenly worlds. So much for the work that I had to do and am still doing. Now I would like to talk about the time when my former life companion also came to the spiritual world. She was supposed to be allowed to move into the apartment with me. Until then I had been living as a guest with a family and I had long been looking forward to my life companion's arrival. An apartment had been prepared for us, but I was not supposed to be allowed to enter this apartment until she returned. It was supposed to be a surprise for me too. Because my life companion, that's what I will call her, had fulfilled her duties for her sick brother, she had also helped and supported many other poor and sick people and had thus accumulated the fruits of her life. Now she should be allowed to live with me, and we should share the apartment with each other. So it was a great joy for me to be able to receive her when she came to us, to greet her and to lead her into the apartment that had been prepared for us by other spiritual brothers and sisters, namely by spiritual brothers and sisters whose sole task was to prepare the apartments for the coming brothers and sisters and to decorate and design them according to their spiritual wealth. So it was a great surprise for me to enter this beautiful apartment, because up until then I had no idea about it. It was to be a surprise for me as well as for my former life partner. When she passed over into the spiritual world and we were allowed to move in together, I was allowed to be with her for a while without having to go back to my work straight away, and she didn't have to work straight away either. We were told that we would be called when we had to start work. We should now be able to experience a time of being together, just as we liked. Since I was already familiar with the spiritual world, I was able to lead her, I will now call her my spiritual sister, through these different heavens and was able to show her the beauties of heaven. We also had many opportunities to experience this and that in the heavenly workshops. So we experienced a truly blissful time. I did not have to concern myself with my work, which, as I said, also caused me problems and worries in its own way if I wanted to do justice to the demands of making everything so beautiful. I was to be free from all of that. And that was a wonderful time of happiness and bliss for me too. When the angel of God came and called us to start working together, we did so with great joy. We felt that we had now experienced enough free time together. And now it was not just about living for the two of us, but about making ourselves available to the whole of heaven. Various tasks were to be fulfilled in the area of this world where we lived. We were to work in the gardens of God and we were to become hosts. Spirit brothers and sisters who had ascended and did not yet have their own home also came to us, and they were our guests, just as I had previously been a guest of other spirit brothers and sisters. So we had a beautiful, happy house in which we lived together and cared for and pampered our guests as best we could. So we were all able to live together in heavenly joy and bliss. My work still consists in this design of heavenly gardens. I go to this task together with my sister. And it is also our joy that we ourselves are allowed to be among the visitors here and to admire our own work and to hear the admiration of the high spirit brothers and sisters. This is my life and the life of my spiritual sister. So I would like to wish you all, when you return to the spiritual world, you too should be able to carry out such a beautiful activity. Each of us has our own work to do. And the higher you climb, the greater the demands placed on the activity you carry out, whether it is in this artistic way or in missionary work. Great demands are placed on it, but they make each individual happy when they have reached the level where they are able to do what is required of them. So I wish you, dear brothers and sisters, a blessed Christmas season. Remember that heaven also has its celebrations. And when your lights shine in honor of Christ, think of the light that shines much more beautifully in the gardens of God than it does here. There is nothing on this earth that even resembles the light of God's spirit world. So may God bless you all. God bless you all. Following France's report, Spirit Teacher Joseph answered questions from the audience. This answer is not preserved on tape, but was summarized by the then editor of the magazine Guy Steigwelt as follows. Regarding the easy way of purifying France, Joseph said that this spirit brother had already reached a higher spiritual level. His burden was minor, but he was not completely free of daily transgressions. For purification, it was enough to assign him a place where he was to be alone in silence for a certain time. Then he was called back to his parents. Regarding the symbols, Joseph said that this brother had only mentioned a few. It would take many hours to describe everything in more detail. What was said was only a short excerpt. When asked about the nature of the spiritual earth, Joseph replied that it was difficult to explain or make a comparison. We would have to imagine the spiritual earth as a bright, subtle mass. And when asked about the suffering and short life of the person in question, Joseph explained that this brother was an elevated spirit who did not need a long life on earth and was born into a corresponding family where people did not grow old. His test was that he bore his suffering patiently without becoming a nuisance to his fellow human beings. In doing so, he fulfilled a certain task. For when a fate or illness befalls a person, his true spiritual attitude is expressed from within. If a person proves to be reluctant and quarrelsome with what he has to bear, then he has not fulfilled his task and has not become spiritually more mature. On the other hand, someone who affirms his fate fulfills his task, he submits to the will of God, proves himself humble in that sense, and these are all signs of a mature spirit. Report of the experience of the ascending spirit being France and answers to questions from Spirit Teacher Joseph by Mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Münchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording and first publication in the magazine Guy Steigwelt. The end.